This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Some 400 medical experts are meeting online and in person in Geneva, Switzerland to come up with strategies to fight the deadly coronavirus. The latest reports put the number of confirmed cases at 42,708, including more than 1,000 deaths, mostly inside China. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control is urging Americans not to forget that the flu virus is still a bigger danger. Dr. Ann Schuchat with the CDC says there's a difference between a cold or the flu and the coronavirus.
People who have cough and runny nose or fever are much more likely to have a normal, common respiratory virus right now. Now, if you're presenting after travel to Hubei province or after return from China, we want travelers to have their alert up.
Another 391 cases in 24 countries have been confirmed outside China, along with one death. New Hampshire is holding the first Democratic primary of this year's presidential election cycle. Julie Walker has more.
Before the polls even opened in Manchester at 6 a.m., Pete Buttigieg was greeting voters waiting in line. He says he's feeling very good about his prospects. Meanwhile, polls had already opened at midnight in three tiny communities. Michael Bloomberg won Dixville Notch with two write-in votes, while Amy Klobuchar won in Hart's location and in Millsfield.
We're going to have a pretty good night tonight.
Elizabeth Warren handed out donuts at a polling station in Portsmouth, where she said there's a difference between her and Bernie Sanders.
I don't want to be critical. It's just a difference.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says despite being what he calls an underdog, he feels good about his chances in New Hampshire. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more about the election and other stories going on today on our website at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News. A day after announcing a significant escalation in the Trump administration's fight against cities that don't cooperate with federal immigration authorities, U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Tuesday doubled down on his criticism of local prosecutors in those jurisdictions, saying they're putting everyone in danger by refusing to enforce a host of laws. The highly critical comments were aimed at prosecutors in so-called sanctuary cities that have emerged as a thorn in the side of the Trump administration as it struggles to clamp down on more than 10 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Sudan's ruling council has agreed to hand over former President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court. The government says it's part of efforts to achieve justice and sustain peace in the Darfur region. Nawal Mohadim reports from Khartoum.
Sovereign Council member Mohamed Taishi addressed reporters Tuesday in South Sudan's capital. Attaishi says they agreed to put everyone who has arrest warrants on trial at the ICC. Attaishi adds it's not possible to achieve justice unless it's cured the pain with justice itself. He says they can't deny that crimes against humanity and war crimes were committed against innocence in Darfur. It was not immediately clear when Bashir or other three Sudanese nationals wanted by the ICC might be handed over. A member of the Rebel Justice and Equality Movement told VOA on Tuesday that the government and Darfur rebels must first reach a final peace agreement. Naba Muhiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
UN agencies report an unprecedented number of people are fleeing for their lives as fighting intensifies among Syrian forces, their Russian allies, and rebel groups in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations says nearly 700,000 people have fled Idlib and surrounding areas in just over the last 10 weeks. Many have been forced to flee several times since Syria and its Russian allies launched a military offensive 9 months ago to retake Idlib, the last rebel stronghold in the country. Jens Laerke is the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
This latest displacement compounds an already dire humanitarian situation on the ground there. And protection, shelter, water, food, sanitation and hygiene material, health and emergency education are all urgent priorities.
Aid agencies are increasing their humanitarian operations in response to the unfolding tragedy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey's president is threatening to escalate fighting against Syrian government forces following Monday's killing of five Turkish soldiers. The warning comes in the face of calls for restraint from Moscow. Marissa Melton, VOA News.